This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. After 5 months of meetings and brainstorming, the firm working to develop a new vision for Galesburg's downtown has released its initial plans. People are already talking about what they like and don't like, and the city wants more to weigh in. Teresa Phillipson recently opened a furniture store downtown. She served on a focus group that helped advise the firm as it created the plan.
I am excited about all of the greenery, and I'm excited that everybody's so, a lot of the people here are involved and care about the community and what the downtown looks like.
The changes won't happen overnight. This is a plan that will be spread out over the next decade. The design calls for adding bike paths, public art, and information kiosks. It also proposes converting Park Plaza into a small parking lot. That idea received the loudest objections, with former business owner Dennis Case leading the charge against it. He admits Park Plaza is in need of repairs, but he says it still has value.
A great place to have events like Cafe in the Park. I know there's been several churches that have used it over the years, you know, for their events. And it's just a nice central downtown location to hold these events.
People also raise concerns about how the changes would be funded. City engineer Wayne Carl says TIF money is one potential option, but the city has not decided how it might pay for the work. The city is encouraging more people to discuss the plan with its community development department. The plan's blueprints are on the city's website. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.